Show. I'm with the author of Cleaner Teeth, Longer Life, Dr. Lena Garcia, a dentist and surgeon. How are you?
Good, thank you. How have you been?
Good, thank God. You're one of the only, we talked about this in our last episodes, one of the only dentists that I found, and we touched upon reviving the sunnah with this miswak that you knew about. We broke it down. Yeah. Really?
I know.
Amazing, amazing.
Antibacterial.
Yes.
And can't go wrong with
you. Can't go wrong with it.
It's like a branch.
It's like a little twig. It's amazing. There are so many health benefits. You know,
yes,
there was
absolutely.
What are the components we talked about for healthy teeth?
Well, oral hygiene.
Uh huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Healthy guts.
Yeah.
Healthy oral.
Yeah.
Flora. Nutrition, of course.
Nutrition.
In good hygiene and making sure that the materials and the procedures you have in your mouth are supporting your health, not supporting disease.
Last time I had you in and we talked about that, you know, and that kind of goes with, you know, your book, Cleaner Teeth, connecting everything, not just focusing on one element, but everything, you know, incorporating all of that. And there's an interesting doctor. His name is Dr. Weston Price.
Weston Price, absolutely.
And he was also a dentist, correct? You're familiar with his work?
Yeah. And one of the chapters in my book is actually referring to his work. And he did a lot of work in root canals and nutrition. His work all started actually with him losing a son for an infected root canal, a dead tooth. Mm-hmm. And I think that opened up a whole new research for him. And that's what we, you know, a lot of us based a lot of his first experience with all of that. And of course, nowadays we have our own experience after so many years of his work. In my case, I done thousands and thousands of biopsies and root canal teeth, and they're very infected teeth because they carry the root canals in that environment of that teeth. You have room for a lot of really nasty microorganisms, and they excrete into the bloodstream around those teeth, and they cause tons of other problems in a whole different area. It could be in your knees, could be in your heart. And even conventional medicine nowadays are much more aware what the mouth causes to the rest of the body. So in our practice, I get a lot of patients referred from oncologists and other physicians that wants the mouth to be clean before they even do any medical treatments. Mm-hmm. And so you find that more and more, even within the conventional community, physicians are getting much more aware the benefits of patients having healthy mouth.
Do you guys learn about is his book a reference guide in conventional and
not conventional at all?
No,
but for the holistic community.
But he's been such a pioneer. He went around and he studied all the
different cultures.
And he saw what they were eating and with the tooth decays that weren't happening necessarily in those communities that they weren't exposed to the Western diet.
Yeah. Well,
why isn't this study? This should be, you know, a mandatory textbook in the dental schools.
Yeah. Well, we're really far away from that in dental schools. But in the holistic community and holistic societies and associations and more of the... It's growing. I think patients are, it's coming from culture. It's coming from patients that people are looking and going like, okay, what can I do in the most natural ways to help my body and to help my mind, my physicality, my energy, and my spirituality? I always give as an example, I eat well because I want to be clear mentally, spiritually, physically. For that, you have to include the mouth as part of this puzzle of healing or this puzzle of disease. Mm-hmm. And I don't think by any chance conventional medicine is giving the whole any attention. They still give parts attention. So you have all the different specialists, including the dentist. The dentists are an oral part of the body specialist, mm-hmm. and they're there to fix teeth. Therefore, they're not concerned of how the mouth is influencing the rest of the body, but they're there to fix teeth. And of course, it's priority too. We have to fix teeth, but keeping in mind that those teeth are sitting in a whole system with a whole body that has blood supply, lymphatics, that whatever is going through the teeth, through the gums, through the bone in the oral cavity, it's affecting the rest of the body. Mm-hmm. It's the same blood. Therefore, it has to change this mindset. And Weston Price was there supporting, and he learned that, you know, not in the beginning of his career either. Eventually, mm-hmm. with his son's issue and death, I think that was a big inspiration for him, mm-hmm. that an infection in the mouth could cause fatal situations, and he saw that in his own case. Mm-hmm. And I think nowadays, you know, physicians are starting perhaps, even in the conventional world, get a little touch that if patients have gum disease, that could influence the rest of the body. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I see surgeons, they're getting more in tune with that. You know, they want to make sure patients do not have at least some of what they understand a little better, which could be periodontal disease, the gums disease. So then they wanted that to be solved before they do surgeries.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit starting, but it's a far away, because then we got to connect nutrition with all of that, mm-hmm. because of the guts. So you have the oral flora with millions and trillions of bugs. You have your guts. You have different areas in the body. So when the mouth is healthier, because people are making choice of better materials for the mouth, mm-hmm. or perhaps avoiding dead teeth and metal. That could be metal implants and metal restoration.
When you say mercury. When you say dead teeth,
that's root canals.
Root canal. That's a big one now.
Yeah.
That's a common practice. If what happens that constitutes a dead tooth? Like what? How does your tooth become dead? What happens? What are some common ways?
You either have a fracture.
Fracture.
If you have decay.
Decay.
If decay gets deep enough, mm-hmm. into the pulp of the tooth where the nerve resides, now the conventional procedure is to go in there, take part of the nerve out, and replace that with the gutta percha material, whatever material they choose. And that tooth now is not alive. Remember, every tooth in your mouth is like an organ, mm-hmm. like your heart, your liver. It has blood supply, lymphatics, has everything that any organ has. And if now the tooth has a root canal, that means the tooth is no longer alive. Mm-hmm. It's now a dead body in your body. And it does actually act like that, because now you have necrotic tissue that was never been able to remove because it's microscopic. And even the best endodontist, which is the specialist that does root canals, even the best one cannot reach all the deep, deep areas where nerve is microscopically housing. Mm-hmm. So that's what root canal is all about. It's just a dead body in the body.
I've noticed as soon as the pain is there, that's most likely it's affected all the way to the root and to the nerve. So you're probably going to need a root canal. Once the pain kicks in, it's probably too late of saving a tooth.
Right.
So what do you recommend now? If somebody is in that state, there's a big business there with root canal, or that's a procedure that's very, very common. And what do you recommend? Someone comes in your office and they got a fractured tooth or is tooth decay. What do you end up doing? Do you advise someone to get a root canal?
Well, you know, I think dentists, they tend to run really fast to do root canals. Sometimes you can have decay that's really close, or you can have a fracture where the tooth is giving signs, but you still have to take into consideration other factors there. is the patient under a lot of stress? Is the patient, what they're eating, how they're doing as far as the acidity that they're building in their bodies? And if you can reverse a lot of those factors, you might be able to reverse the fact that that nerve could survive.
You can potentially reverse it?
You can reverse the fact that the nerve is going towards death. Mm-hmm. The nerve is struggling. The nerve is tired because there's decay, because there's fracture, because there's other factors there, grinding, clenching. Oh. Sometimes it really puts a lot of pressure there too. But if you reverse that eating pattern, if you reverse their stress to a certain extent, if they sleep better, if they take a little, they start eating foods that are going to support, you know, not inflammation, because this is what medicine is all about, right? Cancers, disease, autoimmune disease has everything to do with the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied the same philosophy to teeth. If we reverse that inflammation, you can definitely reverse the death of that nerve that's going towards, you know, not surviving or even the pain. You can reverse that. So we use homeopathy, we use digestive enzymes, we use different things to support. I mean, patients have to cooperate. They have to be aware of what they're eating.
Yeah.
And they can reverse it.
So you we're going to take a break, but you've been practicing now for what, over 30 years or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, and you've seen this. This is a testimony. You've seen this actually being reversed?
All the time.
All right, we'll take a break and be right back with more with Dr. Lena Garcia. Don't go anywhere.
Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was his messenger.
Back here on the Dean Show. Now, what happens? Okay, so what do you do in this situation? Because conventional, you're saying right away they'll rush to take out the tooth and do the root canal?
Right, because remember, conventionally, they are there working in parts, right? So mm-hmm. a dentist is a specialist to take care of teeth. And if someone has pain in that tooth, they want to just go towards that tooth and fix whatever it takes in the tooth. I'm thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
I'm saying if we change that environment in the guts, if the patient sleeps better, if they're more relaxed, then there's less inflammation in that tooth and that nerve can recover. Not 100% of the times, but a lot of times.
How many out of, let's say, 10 patients, 100 patients, how many have you seen that it's been able to, you've been able to reverse it where you can actually save the nerve, save the tooth through this process?
Oh, I would say, you know, 80% of the times
yeah.
we're able to do that. The only time you can reverse, if the patient comes to my practice already with a root canal.
Oh, okay. And how far down the line, even before they got the root canal, does the nerve have to be really that damaged? Is there a point of no return?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure. If you see a radiolucence, like an abscess in the x-ray, then you know. If it's swollen face and you know that the nerve is already dead. They're just, you know, the body is just trying to get rid of that dead body.
Wow.
Therefore, you will
so
present
swelling
with a
in the
swollen
face
or an abscess in the x-ray.
I bet you there's a lot of people that are saying, you know what, I didn't have any of those symptoms.
Exactly.
And I have root canals now, right?
Unfortunately, that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make and make people aware that if they are being guided by a practitioner that's more open-minded, a practitioner that will support them in different areas to cover the puzzle beyond the teeth and the gums, maybe then we can save a lot of teeth from dying unnecessarily by the procedure of root canals.
What did this amazing genius of a doctor who went out, doctor, I'll go back to him for a second. He went, and from what when I was researching, looking into his exploration, he saw that people weren't having this kind of dental decay when they were eating more in
sure.
harmony where they were supposed
Absolutely.
To be eating.
Absolutely.
And the teeth weren't rotting away. But then when he came back, so he went and lived with these people, yes. right? We lost a lot of these communities, these indigenous communities that he used to go and live with and study their ways of life. And then what he concluded, when he came back and now the soda pop, the refined sugars, yeah. white flour, all these things that are just nutritionally depleted, that bugs won't even go in because there's nothing in there. But we're eating it constantly each and every yeah. day. And conventional doctors, they don't really,
right.
you know, address this. Do you guys in the school?
No.
No.
There is, I was a surgeon in Brazil. I graduated in Brazil. And then when I moved to the States, I went to Boston University. And, you know, I was 2 years working with the medical students. And we had none, literally none nutrition or anything beyond the surgical procedures, the restorative procedures, the procedures that were mechanically involved in dental school or medical school. Mm-hmm. So we don't learn beyond that. We don't learn that the reason that those cultures that Weston Price studied were doing much better, it's because they didn't have the Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper's, all those strange names for poison, you know, and Pepsi, concentrated sugars with chemicals that create so much acidity. Therefore, the body is filled with inflammation. It's all about that. We mm-hmm. can heal cancers. We can heal autoimmune diseases. We can heal dental cavities. We can heal gum disease. We have to change. We have to totally change our minds. The system nowadays supports disease. That's what makes money. Follow mm-hmm. money.
What did you say? The system supports
medicine.
Yeah.
The system supports disease because it makes money.
Business, huh?
Of course, it's a business. You know, oh. why so many cancers? Why so many autoimmune problems and all of that? Mm. It's because it pays in a bigger picture. It pays much more. If people were yeah. healthier, eating better, you know, it would be much simpler. And I assure, after 30 years of practicing medicine, that nutrition is basic for any area of medicine. Yeah. Any specialist like myself, being a doctor of dentistry or a psychiatrist or a neurologist, or a surgeon, any specialty that we work with, if we are all together aware of what, you know, nutrition can do for our bodies, sleep, and in 30 years of practicing medicine, I do not practice and I do not prescribe antibiotics or pain medication. And I do a lot of surgeries.
That's a big one. I mean,
it is a huge one.
Every time you go to the dentist, I mean, just, you know, basic visit, as soon as there's a little yeah. bit of blood, antibiotics.
And, it's truly unnecessary. And I will go as far as say lack of awareness from the practitioners and also from the patients. You can't just blame the practitioners because many times patients are going to really beg for the drug. They are going to really insist on that. Mm-hmm. So it is a big issue and there's a lot to talk about it.
And so us as consumers, clients, we have to be more informed. We have to do
absolutely
more of our research and not
That's
just
why
blindly.
You're interviewing people like me,
yeah.
practitioners like me.
Isn't it when I was investigating this, you know, I was looking at it with an open mind and looking at both sides and just doing the research. I found that there was also a pioneer in dentistry, another one, I forgot his name, but he sent, I don't know how many thousands, you know, of these teeth that were extracted from root canals, and
yeah.
every one of them.
I did too.
Were
was that me? Did I give you that information? But yes, I did.
Did you? Maybe
thousands
you did.
Of
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Thousands of
it's
them.
It's in my book.
Okay, it's in your
yeah.
book.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? So now that means that, okay, so paint this picture. You've got a root canal.
Yeah.
Now it failed or whatnot. You take it out. And then you send it to the lab like you did, right?
Yeah.
And other holistic doctors. And then they find out that it's infected. So that was living.
It's necrotic.
It's necrotic.
And it's harboring very pathogenic bugs.
And that's in
and
your...
And the pathogenic yeah. bugs, they put out toxicity around all the, even the dead teeth, the root canal teeth, there's blood supply. So the toxicity that those pathogenic bugs are putting out, it's getting access to your bloodstream. So an infection in the mouth, now it's causing infection in remote areas of your body because it's all getting into your lymphatics, into your blood system, and it's causing knee inflammation. It's causing arthritis. It's causing, you know,
but hold on. You just mentioned knees. You mentioned arthritis, heart, but we started with the mouth.
Exactly.
So how do we end up all over the body?
Because the same blood that goes around those infected chronically or acute teeth, the same blood that goes around those teeth, it's going around your blood.
See, that we're going to take a break. But
goes
that,
around your knees, that, goes around you any got, you, joint in your body.
We got Dr. Lena Garcia, and this is some valuable information, author of Cleaner Teeth, Healthier Life. We're going to be right back with more of this exciting episode. Don't go anywhere.
Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was his messenger.
Back here on the Dean Show, I want to mention, because a lot of times, let's say I started off with this miswah. I'm fascinated. I remind myself sometimes, like you, and we'll touch upon oil pilling.
Yeah,
Jim
sure.
always asks me, are you doing oil pilling? And yeah. I'll be like, oh, I forgot. I'm right back on. So I'll get back on it for 3-4 days. Then you kind of slip away.
Sure.
Same thing with this. I've been on it for the last 2-3 days. I'll slip away.
Sure.
But look, here's the interesting thing. When you look at, and I have this at thedeanshow.com, you look under, you could type in a search bar, how to cure cavities. The Wrigley Company conducted a study on the miswak, which was published in the Journal of Agricultural Food Chemistry in 2007. And it talks about the mints laced in the miswak extracted killed about 70% of the bacteria, whereas the ordinary mints managed to kill only 3.6%. Now, what are you talking about the mints? They're talking about some mints in here that kill so much bacteria.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things of helping to have good teeth. There's another study in the journal, Periodontry, that was done by Swedish researchers on the miswak. And this also concluded that the miswak was also effective in killing much of this bacteria. There's one also, yet another study of comparing the toothbrush towards the miswak in 2003, and this can be reviewed online at the website the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institute of Health, and PubMed. PubMed is a big, research center for these studies. But how come you mention this, they'll think this is like you're a quack. What is this? Is a twig of a tree? But this is science now.
But it's hard to find it. I have tried to order. You uh-huh. can order the sticks.
I got you a couple for you.
I know,
you
did.
You
yeah,
I got you more for you and your husband when you leave. I got this for you
now.
Yeah,
but it's very hard to actually make it easy for people. Mm-hmm. People like it easy, right? They mm-hmm. like a fast bullet.
Yeah,
I know, you're very good with that.
I got
you
the
made
box
your
now.
Only little, that's very efficient. No, I like
you
that.
You can buy this, actually. Yeah.
I know, that's very nice. Yeah. So it's not as practical for people to use that, but it's certainly it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Besides,
I do it with the brushing.
It's natural.
Yeah,
do the brushing too.
Yeah, I don't stop the brushing.
My website has a lot of videos.
Yeah.
And has an oral hygiene video, which mm-hmm. makes it very easy for people to understand how to.
What's your website again?
Gauze their teeth. It's drlinagarcia.com is my. You know, my email.
We can get some of these things.
The website,
Tell me this story. You're saying that now this patient came in and had the metal implants.
I had a patient yesterday coming from New York, which I'm very honored to have patients coming from all over the place because many times.
They travel from all over the world to see you?
They don't find the support they need by their homes. So we support them. We do phone consultations too, but many times they really want to come in so I can see their teeth, see their gums, and diagnose better for them. And yesterday I had this patient from New York. She's a professor at New York University and very bright woman. And she has mitral valve prolapse, which require used to prophylactic antibiotics. So every time you go to a dentist and they do anything in your mouth, you need to take antibiotics. So she's been doing this for many, many years. So now, of course, it's a very difficult for your immune system to recover that many antibiotics. So many times she took antibiotics, so it really messed up her guts. So she's a very, very, her immune system is compromised, number one, because of that. And secondly, she has about 7-8 dead teeth in her mouth.
Root canals. Those are, that equals dead teeth.
Right.
Yeah.
And then recently they added 5 metal implants. Well, mm-hmm. that was enough to push her. And now she is, she told me yesterday she doesn't think she has another year to live. And I told her, I said, oh, hold on a second here. I think there's a lot we can do and help you to guide you through improving your immune system, getting rid of those root canals, getting rid of those implants, and giving your body a chance to recover, allowing healing not to be so busy trying to eliminate the toxicity that's coming from those implants, toxicity that's coming from the dead teeth, and all those antibiotics you have taken. So as far as me seeing you, you won't need to take any more antibiotics. We can eliminate a lot of the source of interference of toxicity in your mouth. You know, for 6 months to a year, you need to use, you know, partial dentures, but just to support the healing, and then we'll see what you need. I'm not against implants. I mean, I do.
What do you suggest? Zirconia. Implants. What's the difference between the zirconium?
The zirconia, the titanium implants are metal implants. Therefore, with other metals in the body, it's causing what we call the galvanic activity, mm-hmm. with your saliva,
yeah,
and your brain, your thyroid. They all have their own. Nerve supply, which they have their innervation, they have their tempo. When you add a lot of metals and you add this galvanic activity, the nerve system gets way more pushed and you cause a lot of more impulses in the body. Mm-hmm. Therefore, in metals, we don't use any metals in the mouth at all. So we do use zirconia implants.
Zirconium is a different
zirconia,
form.
It's a ceramic.
Uh-huh.
And the ceramic does not have autoimmune response when you do some of the tests, like the Melissa test in Europe and some other companies that offer that kind of biocompatibility test. The zirconia materials in the mouth, it doesn't have that effect in the body.
Yeah.
And then for every restoration, everything we do, of course, we do, you know, ceramic work.
Yeah. Let's go back. We got a few more minutes left. Tell us about the root canal now. If you come to the point where you have your first step, the point of no return. The first step is like, okay, you don't have the swelling, you got the pain. There's a way to reverse this, okay? It's not the end of the line. We talked a little about that. And then you talked about nutrition and some other things that you can do. There. You do a lot of these things, but most of these things, they're not taught in conventional school.
Right.
So you really have to go to someone who's a more open-minded, who's gone above and beyond the conventional method. Is that right to say? But if someone's at the point of no return now and they can't do this way, what do you recommend now? Now it's like, okay, I'm going to be with no tooth here. What can I, you know, the doctor's trying to convince me to put the root canal. It's not a big deal. And that person's got the degree. I'm just, you know, it's been my dentist for 20 years.
Well, I've seen that happening where I see people with some of those infections and they're not ready yet to make a decision where to go, either to do the root canal or extract the tooth, then we use in our practice ozone, and we use homeopathics, so they're not your, you know, pharmaceutical antibiotics, and digestive enzymes and different things, and nutrition is a must here too. And you can calm down the system. You can minimize inflammation while they're making a decision. And I've seen a lot of people no longer having pain or no longer having this abscess, or they must make a decision. Sooner or later, they will have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just going to take, you know, a stress or them eating something or drinking alcohol for that body to become acidic and support that inflammation and that infection. So what I look for when a patient is not ready yet to make that decision is to minimize with the treatments with ozone, the treatments with all the things that I mentioned. Nutrition is a huge thing. If they don't have the ozone, if they don't have anything at all, at least if you change your nutrition and you start eating foods and that are supporting healing, which will be no sugars, no carbohydrates, no flours for a period of time until your tooth feels better. And I guarantee that alone will help them to buy a little bit more time so you can look for a practitioner that can support what now you know best. And you can't try to convince a practitioner that is very used to only antibiotics and root canals and very conventional practices to help you. So you're going to have to look for someone like me or, you know, someone similar that can help you and guide you until you can make that decision.
That made a lot of sense to me, because it's compared to like any other organ that's dead. You know, you got a dead finger, you remove it. You have anything that's
exactly.
dead on you, you get rid of
exactly.
it. So that's a dead organ.
Exactly.
You don't leave the dead organ in there. It just
exactly.
makes sense.
Exactly. That's a good point.
Yeah, you get rid of it, but here they want to keep it in. And what you're saying is holistics. And not just you're saying, I mean, some of the top dentists in the world are saying, who've gone above and beyond, that this is affecting all of the other parts.
Exactly.
And the confusing part is when you go to, you know, your standard medical practitioner, and you've got that heart issue, arthritis, this issue.
Exactly.
There's never a connection with your mouth.
And you got to be very careful with that, because now they're going to give you medications.
Oh.
Well, if you do not remove what's triggering that inflammation, that infection, you're going to be taking medications for the rest of your life when that just piles up for more side effects and more medications, and you're not really healing the source of your problems.
Yeah.
So it's very important that it comes from you first, and then you choose the right practitioners to guide you. It's just not about giving all your power to someone that it's not even fitting what you already know now as a patient, as a person, that the whole body has to be looked as a whole, not just a tooth or a finger or arthritis symptoms. No, maybe that arthritis symptoms is coming from a bad tooth, or your heart problems might be coming from the microorganisms that are sitting in your diseased gum. If your gums are bleeding, you have an infection in your mouth. It's not okay. It's not just because your parents bled that now it's okay for you to bleed. It's not. Genetic is only one quarter of everything. There's three quarters of everything that you have control. We can't change everything. There is, you know, all this Wi-Fi now. We're exposed to so much, but we have some control. And what you can do, you must take control over that. Take control over your health.
Mm-hmm. That was another good point. You're on a cocktail of prescription drugs that are only managing the disease, but they're
exactly.
not. It's like putting a Band-Aid over the check engine light, and you're not really getting rid of the root cause. Where can people get the book?
Well,
we only
that's
touched
why
upon
the book has, you know, cleaner teeth, longer life. This is all about longevity. My grandfather lived to be 105, and I plan and I teach and I guide people to do the same. There's no reason we're having short, unhealthy, medicated lives. Our minds, our hearts, our souls are not even aware of all the steps. And that's why the mouth becomes a huge part of that. Here's the book. And obviously, you can look at Dr. Lina Garcia, and you can find our website and find ways to watch my videos. They're very helpful. We also have educational modules that we are developing in our website. So it can educate you. Doesn't matter where you are. You could be, you know, in Russia. You could be in any place in the world and get the information you need to start right now taking control over your health.
I want to thank you once again. Thank you
My
for
pleasure.
Being with us here on the Dean Show. God willing, we can have you back again. And
thank
you guys for tuning
thank
in.
You.
We'll see you next time. Subscribe if you haven't already. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.